Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Edition of Minnesota Homebrew, and that was Roy Holdren. I got to get that R in there. And Roy is the co-coordinator for the Twin Cities Workshop of the Nashville Songwriters Association International, makes regular trips to Nashville to write with songwriters there and to pitch his songs to major artists. He was born in Kansas, raised in South Dakota, and he's been playing music all his life. He's been part of the Minnesota music scene since about the early 80s, playing in bands such as Sweetwater, Live Wire, Massey Ferguson, Ringer, the Alfalfa Males, and now with Buffaloaf, Roy Holdren. Yes, another fun night all planned for you. We've got a new artist here, a guy from Thief River Falls. We have an old artist from outstate, but close by in North Dakota. And we're just going to have ourselves a wonderful time. So I'm here to have fun. Hope you are too. Up next, he's a Twin Cities-based singer-songwriter and a modern man of music with all encompassing styles of Americana. He mixes folk, blues, bluegrass and roots music all into one show. His name is Brady Pearl, and he was featured on two episodes of the Emmy-nominated TV series The White Wall Sessions. And back in 2011, his bluegrass band won the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association's band competition. Not bad. Here's Brady Pearl with Oh, to Be a Shooting Star.
Oh, to be a shooting star. Oh, to be a shooting star. Oh, to be dying so silently screaming. Oh, to be free from the pain that you're feeling. And oh, to be brave in the fear that you're facing. Oh, to be a shooting star. Oh, to be flying as the rest are all floating. Oh, to be admired and not ever knowing. Oh, to be sailing through the skies without warning. Searching and seeking for some untitled ocean, or desperately sway in the sky without crying. Oh, to be a shooting star. Oh, to be a shooting star. Watch the empires crumble and turn into dust. I've sat at an oceanside table that had turned into rust. I am a sunrise that longs to be seen. I've been forever raging through the shores of the east. Soul in a young man's body, and I am no one who knows what he means. Oh, to be a shooting star. Oh, to be a shooting star. All the cast iron crosses are laid at your feet, and burning white buildings will warm every street. And want is a virtue that no one shall need. I am the colors of all of the rainbows. My destiny bound to lead where we follow. And I am a captive who longs to be free. Oh, to be a shooting star. Oh, to be a shooting star.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, he's a part-time aspiring singer-songwriter currently in Thief River Falls, where we produce this show. I look forward to meeting him. It's going to happen soon, I'm sure. He was born in Minnesota And he said that he's had stints living in North Dakota, Montana, and Washington State. A few of his musical influences include Metallica, Steel Pulse, Townes Van Zandt, Wes Montgomery, Nirvana, Grateful Dead, Journey, Pavarotti, Tom Waits, Jim Croce, and on and on. His name is Josh Jimenez, and we're debuting his song that he recorded in a bathroom. It's titled American Night.
Sometimes when the gauge is down, then the gauge wind that Friday ain't a good look on you. Sometimes when you pay the price, you're feeling god awful, but you gotta look nice. Ain't that a classy move on the part of you? Just a fella with a phraseless name, pockets full of broken dreams, holding chains, running naked on American night, coming on stronger than a switchblade knife. Marianne stands by a window sill, the sun pours in and a silhouette spills into a living room to an empty couch. But Marianne's plans all stay in her head. She's all dolled up, but she's feeling half dead. Ain't that a tiring bit to stay ahead of it all? She's just a girl with a restless dream, eyes wide open and a head full of steam, walking alone through an American night. Cuts her open like a switchblade knife. And when his car's got dead out drunk, he drew a line between his felt and known. Such a fine man it turned out to be. And when the neighbor's got to nose him, gussy up and yell about a hot old bruising, but they're running in now, so he is too. Just a young boy, I'll rub his chains, stomach full of hunger and holes in his pants, sleeping homeless on American night, clutching on tightly to a switchblade knife. Billy playing love charades, moving along in the coming of age. In such a fine time, they head along the way, holding and dancing and laughing and crying, till the doctor came along and said, I'm sorry you died. And Billy, I ain't got long, a couple months of best. Just two lovers on the perilous ship, case of cabin fever and the other's homesick. Sailing desperate on American night, same as running down the edge of a switchblade knife.
Gonna have to applaud that. Wonderful. Josh Jimenez from Thief River Falls. I'm going to have to find out exactly where Josh grew up. Somewhere in Minnesota, he said. Well, folks, always lots of surprises here on Minnesota Homebrew. I'd really like to send out a big congratulations to a Minnesota boy on his Monday evening appearance on The Tonight Show. He goes by the name Kobe, but if you promise to keep it secret, his name is Jacob Schmidt, and he's from Lutzen, Minnesota, where he and his brother Josh from the band Step Rockets took guitar lessons from another Minnesota artist we play here on MHB, Bump Blomberg. Bump performs with Adam Moe in Pushing Chain. Boy, tell you, The Tonight Show, what a launching pad for one's musical career. We want to wish Kobe all the success in the world. And he and Josh and others, including my son Brian, played in a group called The Vintage Mink, and we've played their music on our show as well. Oh, the connections go on and on and on. Well, up next, originally from Princeton, Minnesota, Mary Buey now calls Minneapolis home. Her sixth album, Holy Bones, is an indie pop musical commentary regarding a frazzled and hungry society. Written primarily on electric guitar with thick bass and rock and roll drums, her new sound is fresher, lighter, even when exploring the shadows of modern American psyche. Mary Buey's sixth album is a creative shift from her typical piano-driven singer-songwriter stuff, funded in part by a career development grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council of Minnesota. And that's up around Duluth, because I think, no, she's not from there. But this song, though, is not from Holy Bones. Instead, it's from her previous album, which was titled Apple in the Ocean. Here's Mary Buey with 8 Feet of Snow.
People say, should have seen it coming, thought I did. Can you trust writing on the wall? When you're in the ring of life, love goes round and round. It can wear you down like a cold, cold frown. With ring of life, ring of love, I've been posted, now I've been shown. This is round one around two, but in my head. Don't. tell me this, or tell me that. You never trust a no-string cat. Pull the shadows on the wall. Now they're growing mighty tall. Well, am I standing? Did I fall? I'm fading fast, feeling small. Well, my thoughts come ringing true. Close the door, don't be fooled. Ring of life, ring of love. I've been pushed and I've been shoved. This is round one of two. And in my head is ringing true. Ring of life, ring of love. I've been pushed and I've been shoved. Well, I finally hit the floor with the closing of the door. Round and round. Yes, I finally hit the floor with the closing of the door.
That's Thief River Falls' very own, the Woodpicks, who are just talented. My gosh, are they talented. And what a well-written song there by J.D. I'm guessing by J.D. Kezar. That's Joe singing the song. And they are going to be putting on a show this Sunday at 2 p.m. at Kezar Music in downtown Thief River Falls. Woodpicks, along with special guests, Special Connection, will entertain you with bluegrass and good old country music. Yes, indeed. And little bit more about the Woodpicks. They are comprised of J.D. Kezar on fiddle and harp, Greg Daly on guitar and mandolin, Gene Lunsetter on guitar, Milo Ballingrud on banjo, and I'm going to have to beg your pardon just for a second. They have a brand new stand-up bass player, but his name, he isn't listed on their Facebook page, but we'll report on that next time. Do see the Woodpicks, 2 o'clock p.m., this coming Sunday at Kezar Music on the west side of Thief River Falls. Well, up next, group that we had at our River Fest about 3 years ago, and they're called the Honey Dogs. And their story begins in Minneapolis in the early 1990s with two combative yet musically harmonious brothers, songwriter-guitarist Adam and drummer Noah Levy. They wanted a band in which they could play their favorite music, soul, American roots music, British pop, and punk. And they wanted to prove that those styles could coexist. After 16 years together, the band has weathered successes and missteps, raised children, seen loves come and go, and throughout thrived as an ensemble even when it seemed there was no one noticing. Here's the Honey Dogs on MHB with Those Things Are Hers.
Here we are, finally alone now. It's just you and me, and the memories of her. Please don't go, though I know that you're angry. Maybe we can kill these ghosts with another glass of wine. There's the glass that you press to her lips nightly. If you look, you can see a lipstick trace. There's the dress that you wore so tightly. Shadow of a memory that just keeps hanging on. There's a ring that once held us together. She wants it back, so I'm sending it next week. There's a coat of brown and dirty leather. She doesn't really need it, cause it's worn there out east. Those things are hers, the ring and the glass and the bed that you lie on. I've got nerve, it's been dragging up the past like she wasn't gone. And it's a curse, but live in the shadow. Every night as she came to bed, and she held me in her arms. There's a door that she walks through daily, in the place that I last saw her, and she walked out on me.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, the Honey Dogs and beer news. It wouldn't be a MHB without some beer news. What do we got on tap for you tonight here? Let's see. This is from GoMinnesota.com. Get a lot of our beer news from there because Melissa Turtonen just writes. She's a beer writing machine. This is from January 9th of this year, and it's titled, "This Minnesota Brewery was named one of the best to open in 2016. Modest Brewing is one of the best new breweries in the country." That's according to Beer Advocate, which recently released its class of 2016 list, naming the 34 best breweries to open in the United States that year. There were a total of 861 new breweries in 2061. Woohoo! So Beer Advocate asked its readers, followers, and contributors for their suggestions to narrow it down. I have to admit, I've never heard of this brewery. They're in Minneapolis's North Loop. And they opened in April of 16 and quickly got noticed for making beers based on taste and flavor, not traditional beer styles. Beer Advocate says Modest is, I hope it's not modest, is one of those handful of breweries in the country that has a mash filter, which lets them use ingredients differently than normal brewing equipment and use more grain in each of its beers. So, interesting. And for being named one of the best new breweries, moments like this make all the blood, sweat, and beers seem pretty damn worth it, according to Modest. I'm going to guess it's that. No other Minnesota breweries made Minnesota Beer Advocate's list, despite 16 more Minnesota breweries getting their license last year. And for a complete list of the best new breweries in the country, you can click on that website there. Go to GoMinnesota.com, and or you can find the top-rated beers in Minnesota. You can check out another list on there, GoMinnesota.com. Well, I have, I'm going to make a little noise here. Oh, get my headphones around there. Got my guitar with me, and I've been promising to play this. I forgot my guitar last week. I got a sore middle left finger today, but I'm going to try it anyway. We have an open mic every month, second Thursday at Oakley, Minnesota, TJ's Tavern, and we have a songwriter challenge. Last month it was beer, and 2 months ago the topic was beer. Last month was crazy ex-girlfriends. I couldn't think of one, so I have a friend who allowed me to use his experience, and I wrote this song. God, I thought he was going to fall off his chair. He was laughing so hard, but... So here goes. She was right for me, perfect through and through. Anything that I liked, she would like it too. She loved art museums and a clever pun. We sure had lots of fun. She liked riding bike, drinking wine with cheese, watching CNN and romantic comedies. Then one day it happened, an epiphany. It hit me like a brick. I was dating me. We put the fun in dysfunction like nobody could. I might have ended it sooner, but it hurt so good. She liked cluttered bookstores, cozy coffee shops. She would praise me daily and then she'd bust my chops. Chased away my friends, now I'm in therapy. The doctor even says I was dating me. She'd be hurling insults and dishes at me, upping my alcohol intake was the remedy. So I finally threw her out. I had had enough. And though she departed, she left all her stuff. Obvious reminders of our misery, of those erratic days when I was dating me. I was dating me, by yours truly. Well, next, a gentleman from the Duluth area. His name is Greg Taberzi. And Greg is a local musician and songwriter involved in no shortage of projects. He draws his influences, including rock from the Chuck Berry era, pop, folk, and the world music to compose his songs on guitar and harmonica. He believes in music's power to heal as well as its ability to connect us to others and to ourselves. Here's Greg Taberzi with, well, one of my top five favorite songs that I've played on MHB, titled Eggshell Heart.
Denise, I leaned too hard and I broke your eggshell heart. And I couldn't stay, never knowing what to say. Remember that day down by the lake? Just you and I, we could have played. You know I'd take back every stone I skipped away. But it's too late. Is it too late, Denise? I leaned too hard and I broke. Built a rock cairn on the beach, 3 feet high, 3 feet deep. And I went back the other day, it was gone, washed away, all the way. Denise, I leaned too hard and I broke. I couldn't stay, never knowing. go. Feathers still stuck to the skull. You know some people have the words to lift you up or make you hurt. They make you hurt, Denise. Well, I lean too high and I broke your eggshell high. And I couldn't stay, never knowing what to say. Ring from my blues, I brought it down the ages for you. My grandmother's diamond band, it's all I have. I'm on my knees, accept it please, Denise. I lean too high in a broke yoke. I couldn't stay, never knowing what to say. You never knowing what to say. Never know. Thank you.
here one day, but I missed that concert because I was off playing my guitar somewhere else. I heard they were just awesome, and I kicked myself because I'm sure I would have had more fun watching them than playing whatever I was doing over there in Grand Forks, I think. Well, up next...
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew
is Dwayne Hyde. I think it's pronounced that way, H-E-Y-D. It could be Hayde. I should do my homework a little more. I'm sorry. But newly married Dwayne has moved from North Dakota. When he was first married, he moved from North Dakota to Nebraska and then back again, started a construction company, which operated for more than 40 years. Dwayne began his musical career, like most people, playing with friends at local gigs and shows. He always had a dream of playing on the Opry, so it was natural to call his group the Opry Style Band. Dwayne lost his wife, Kathy, to cancer in 2011. A few years later, he met and married Rhonda Jones. Together, they've recorded an album titled I Love You, because this is from an earlier album, and it's a tribute to what happened in Grand Forks in this area back in 1997. You know what I'm talking about, all that water. Here's Dwayne Hyde with Flood of 97.
Our washer and the dryer to the berm it goes. It's been 6 weeks or more since I've washed my clothes. There aren't any winners FEMA stopped today. They said they couldn't help me, neither could SPA. Oh, the flood of 97 covered my kitchen floor. The deck that I was building across the way. We've got the cleanest basements from here to Santa Fe. All those sparkling waters the army gave away. Life's simple pleasure, Red Cross food today. A dozen people living in a house built for four. Our little bathroom ain't holding anymore. Our water keeps on rising. How high, I hate to ask. 49 feet they say. 49 feet rising fast. Our radio announced it. Covered my kitchen floor. The deck that I was building ended up next door. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, Grand Forks across the way. We got the cleanest basements from here to Santa Fe. We got the cleanest basements from here to Santa Fe.
Dwayne Hyde, Flood of 97, or Dwayne Hyde. Nice voice. Boy, I tell you, there's so many talented people out there, and we play your music. Even if you don't live in Minnesota, our motto is you send it, we'll play it, as long as it's not naughty. And we're true to our promise. Indeed we are. Sometimes people will send me a song and I'll even play it that same day if I can sneak it in. It's a lot of fun. And of course, as you know, we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. That's right. Only original tunes by people who have a love of creating beautiful and interesting music. Well, up next, a Twin City artist named Carolyn Smith. And she had a band. I think she may have, I'm not sure if the band's still together, but it was called the Goodnight Sleeps. And they were an indie folk band from Minneapolis, fronted by Carolyn, who's originally from Detroit Lakes and began playing music at an early age. She started performing publicly at Zorba's Pizza, you know, that famous place that's all over down in Lake Country, and even opened for B.B. King once. She describes her voice as a conglomerate with countless influences ranging from Billie Holiday to Mary Travers, among others. Here's Carolyn Smith and the Goodnight Sleeps with Tying My Shoes on Minnesota Homebrew. A voice like that, Carolyn Smith. Oh, what a voice. Well, up next, gentleman originally from St. Paul. I think he might be hanging out in Idaho these days. He describes himself as a singer-songwriter perfect for coffee houses, wine bars, and similar atmospheres. Yours truly had the pleasure of hearing this gentleman sing at Ginkgo Coffee House in St. Paul a few years ago, and I was, well, impressed. His newest CD is titled Hobson's Choice. Here's Ben Hoganson with Eratosthenes on Homebrew.
Sitting on a rooftop, soaking in the sky, douse my face in moonlight and interstellar sights. In measure the circumference with shadows and a stick. He sent an emissary to walk the distances. If the kingdom is inside of you, is it to a place? Could you enter in an instant? Or do you have to wait? A watch that's running slowly, that doesn't tell the time, would drive some people crazy, but others wouldn't mind. Wrap him in a blanket, he's going into shock. Try to reassure him, try to make him talk. Elevate the ankles, let the wonder flow. Ignorance is bliss though, it's something he should know. If the kingdom is inside of you, could you enter now? Do you have to have a passport? Would you be allowed? A watch that's running slowly, it doesn't tell the time, would drive some people crazy, but others wouldn't mind.
What a thing to do to a guy. Eratosthenes by Ben Hoganson. I saw that name and right away I said to myself, you know, this is probably one of those Greek writers I read in my classical literature class back in about 1969. So I Googled it up, and Eratosthenes of Cyrene was a Greek mathematician, geographer, poet, astronomer, and music theorist. He was a man of learning, becoming the chief librarian at the Library of Alexander. And it was, I wonder if it was under his charge that that place burned down. Anyway, thank you, Ben Hogan, for that wonderful, wonderful song. I'd like to remind you that we are replayed on PRX.org and also on RadioNorthland.org. And our show is featured at 1 p.m. every Saturday on KKWE down in Callaway, Niji Radio, Callaway, Minnesota, down Highway 59. And do send a request to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com if you want to learn more about how to submit your music. You send it, we'll play it. And again, thank you for listening tonight. We plan on being back live next week, God willing. And remember, above all, before we play this beautiful song by Diane Jarvie titled This Is Rain, whether it's beer or it's music, shoot for quality over quantity. Here's Diane Jarvie with This Is Rain. Thanks for listening.
So this is rain, the moon spun down on wild gardens. This is no broken stars falling round. This is sun, fire lily blooming. This is bird echoing in song. This is a word, mountain, desert, sea. This is sky, this is you, this is dream. This is a rose where our sorrows want to hide. This is love, a singing force inside. Scattered across the earth. So this is light, a garden's constant birth. So this is rain, the moon spun down on wild gardens. This is sun, this is sea, this is wing. This is dream, this is star as they sing. This is snow, this is life, this is a word. This is a wild, this is night, this is a bird. This is rain, this is moon, this is garden. This is rain, this is moon, this is garden. This is rain, this is moon, this is garden. This is rain, this is moon, this is garden.